Where do some of these external stigmas come from? Well, a big one is television and films. How people are portrayed with mental illness can be either good or bad, depending upon the kinds of television or films you view. If you view, for example, horror movies, so you have, the Friday the 13th and a lot of the horror movies that have come out, Halloween, movies, these really show people with mental illness as being psychotic killers. On the other hand, there have been some good television shows that have portrayed people with mental illness in a more realistic or positive light. And what comes to mind for me is the movie It's a Beautiful Mind. That's a great movie if you ever get a chance to see it. That looks at the life of a professor, a mathematics professor, who really overcame a lot of problems and was extremely successful as he battled his mental health issue. The next is, of course, newspapers, news reports, things that come up that talk about recent events that point to people with mental health issues as the ones that perpetrate crimes. Society's beliefs, of course. Society believes certain things about people with mental illness, and it's still very difficult to impact that belief system. And even professionals, even mental health professionals or primary care doctors who don't believe that people can overcome mental illness. There are still people working in the field who don't believe recovery is possible for our clients. And those people are part of what is continuing to stigmatize our clients. So that's what we mean when we talk about external stigma.